My name is Larsine. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. And I want to thank you and the committee for inviting my husband and I here today. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful conference. We've just really, really enjoyed it. And I want to thank Randy and Gina. They've just been, they're like brother, sister, a little bit younger, but they're coming up. And it's just been a wonderful experience. All your speakers have been so fabulous. I say a good roundup is, you know, like a good orgy. When it's all over, you don't know who it was that made you feel good. And it's true. What are you going to say? And it's funny, but at the same token, you know, it's how I really believe about, you know, carrying the message in this program really is, because it doesn't matter who you heard it from. You know, it's the message, and that's what we all share here, and that's the recovery that we get here. And I'm also so very grateful, you know, that you have Al-Anon and Al-Ateen participation here. My sponsor says, you know, we got sick together, and it's a really wonderful thing when we can celebrate getting well together. So I appreciate your having Al-Ateen and Al-Anon at this conference as well. That said, you know, and I know, you know, Bunny and I being the only Al-Anon speakers here, I liken being the Al-Anon speaker at an AA conference as being the corpse at an Irish wake. No one expects you to say much, but they can't have the party without you, you know, so... So here I am in my 1 o'clock Saturday slot. Usually I'm talking during the golf tournament or something else like that, you know. And I come to the conferences and they have the big signs, you know, and it's the, you know, Rogue River Roundup Alcoholics Anonymous, and then in little tiny print it'll say with Al-Anon participation, you know. That always pisses me off a lot, you know. Because when alcoholics are in jail, boy, they want Al-Anon participation. We're real big on it then, so. Anyway, before I have too much fun, you know, it is such an honor and a privilege to get to be here, and I'm even more moved by it all because I get to be here with my husband. And, you know, when I think about those days way back when he was getting ready this morning, putting on a suit to come and talk, you know, and, you know, 37 years ago, I can't tell you what a horrible life we had going on. And, you know, and if you would have told me, you know, just anybody even would have suggested that 37 years later, you know, we would be here and we would be with you. And we would have the life that we have today, you know. I mean, talk about beyond your wildest dreams, you know. I mean, there is no way that could happen. And I'm here to tell you that it does happen here. And if it can happen to us, it can happen to anybody. And I'm just so grateful for the life that we have today. You know, and a couple of the speakers I know really, really well. And Madeline is a good friend. But Mari has a very, very special place in my heart. And she knows why. And she's an alcoholic woman. Who knew? You know, I mean, but it's just the things that get to happen here, and the friendships, and the love, and just the recovery that we get to know. You know, I say that Al-Anon, all Al-Anon has ever given me is the shot at a good life. You know, but it's my job to take that shot. You know, they present all kinds of opportunities to me. It's just, am I willing to do it? So anyway, I'm just going to jump into what it was like, what happened, and what it's like for me now. I'm the oldest of four kids. My dad was a master sergeant in the Army. I'm the oldest, which means I've always had rank in my family. I've always been in charge. My husband jokes that I came out of the womb carrying a clipboard and wearing an armband. And he's not too far off the mark. You know, when I was in school, I was always room monitor, cafeteria monitor, playground monitor. You know, and why? Because if somebody does something wrong, I'm very happy to write them their name down and report them. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's just a gift that I have. It's you know. And if anybody needs to be reported, it's alcoholics. Let me tell you, someone needs to report these people to somebody. But anyway, I grew up, you know, with my dad's a master sergeant in the Army. My dad's also alcoholic. I have absolutely no idea my dad's alcoholic. How do you know that? You know, my dad drank every day. You know, and as a little kid, I learned early on, you don't ask questions because you get in trouble when you get asked questions. You get hit when you get asked, when you ask questions. So I learned as a little kid just to shut up, you know, and just figure stuff out on your own. And that's pretty much still my philosophy today. It's difficult, but you know, and I call it information from nowhere, you know, because it's just floating up here. I think about it, it lands here, becomes fact for me, and I'm off with it. And you know, because I'm a person, I need to know. But I've learned you don't ask questions. You just have to kind of figure it out. So I watch what's going on. I figure it out to the best of my ability, and then I go with that kind of a thing. And that was my take on my dad. Because, you know, I didn't know my dad was alcoholic, but my dad drank every day. My dad got drunk every day. So my take on dads is that's what dads do. They get